It's Texas Standard Time.
Houston Chronicle reporting on a he said, he said over Hurricane Harvey. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner asking for more state money. The governor says nothing doing. Mike Ward, Chronicle's Austin Bureau Chief, joins us in the studio. Mike, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
All right. So it turns out that the mayor of Houston, among others in different Harvey-battered jurisdictions, urging the state to tap the rainy day fund to help in disaster relief. But the governor says you haven't spent the money that you've got. What's going on?
Well, the application process is underway to access federal funds. And there's 50-some mayors, county officials, and other local jurisdictions who wrote a letter to the governor saying, tap the rainy day fund and give us money now. And Abbott pushed back really hard from this and said, no one's applied for a lot of this money now, so before you do that, we're not talking about giving you a bunch of other money.
Now, just to be fair, it's my understanding that what these local officials are asking for, they want money to help them come up with ways to prevent another Harvey from wreaking havoc on their jurisdiction. So we're talking about something slightly different from just recovery, right?
That's right. This is hazard mitigation money.
Mitigation money.
Hazard mitigation money. That's a mouthful.
Easy for you to say.
Right. And it takes time to figure these things out. These counties and the cities are, a number of them are struggling to come up with detailed plans to actually do the hazard mitigation projects and to come up with cost structures that they can then submit to the state and the feds for these grants and for this funding. So the friction is developing because the local officials want to get these things moving now, and the state's saying, you don't even know how much a lot of this stuff's going to cost, so how can we open the rainy day fund? Abbott has already said that he's open to paying for some of the hazard mitigation projects and some other things out of the rainy day fund, but it's a matter of how much money is needed, and those figures have not been finalized yet.
Something that we probably need to be clear about when it comes to this federal mitigation money, the feds are looking for some kind of matching money from the state. And so it appears that the local jurisdictions think that if they can get some kind of assurance from the governor, that that will lock them in for that money. If they don't get that lock in from the state and ultimately from the feds, they're going to miss out.
Well, the money is there. Congress has appropriated $10 billion, $5 billion, for a whole bunch of various types of projects. And in all, Texas has come out pretty well, at least so far, in congressional appropriations to deal with Harvey. The problem here is that the feds will pay for 75% of these hazard mitigation projects. The local officials have to have a 25% match. The governor's saying, apply for some of this other money and address some of these projects, and you can use that as collateral for that 25% match because that's going to be reimbursed.
Got it.
So it's a matter of two levels of government not talking to each other at the same level. And I think what you'll see in coming months is that they're going to work through this. Right now it's a political issue because the local officials, a number of whom are Democrats, are pushing the state people who are Republicans to give me the money now. And the governor's saying, hold on. Access the money that's available first.
Got it. So what about the hurricane czar, John Sharp? This is the governor's point person who's supposed to be helping coordinate some of this stuff. Weren't his efforts supposed to make getting access to some of these funds a little bit smoother?
He was dealing with recovery money. He was dealing with housing money. He was dealing, and the housing has been delegated to General Land Office Commissioner George P. Bush. And Sharp is also dealing with emergency recovery and a whole lot of other levels. What they're into now is the longer-term planning stuff. It's stuff like the Ike Dyke. It's stuff like the Coastal Spine. It's, you know, whatever you want to call some of these projects, building additional reservoirs. These are projects, they're going to take time, and they're projects that are designed to make the coastal area safer if we have another storm like this, mostly to prevent flooding and those types of things.
If you go to HoustonChronicle.com, you'll find out the latest. Mike Ward is Austin Bureau Chief at the Houston Chronicle. We'll have a link to it also at TexasStandard.org. Mike, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming in.
You bet.